الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله، سيد الأولين والآخرين، وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين، والشافع المشفع يوم الدين. ما بعد، حياكم الله والإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من لقاءات العقيدة الإسلامية الصحيحة. ولا تزال مدارستنا لكتاب فضل الإسلام للشيخ الإسلامي محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى. Dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this new session of the revision of the Burra Aqeedah and the review of the Burra Aqeedah of Islam, and we are still with the book of the virtue of Islam for Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Rahab رحمه الله تعالى. ومدارستنا هذا اليوم هي في باب وجوب الاستغناء لمتابعة الكتاب عن كل ما سواه. متابعة الكتاب عن كل ما سواه. It is the obligation of sufficiency and following the book of Allah, meaning the revelation, than any other things or sources of knowledge or information. قال تعالى ونزلنا عليك الكتاب تبيانا لكل شيء. ونزلنا عليك الكتاب تبيانا لكل شيء، كما في آية النحل الآية ومطلع الآية قول الله عز وجل ويوم نبعث من كل أمة شهيدا من أنفسهم وجئنا بك شهيدا على هؤلاء ونزلنا عليك الكتاب تبيانا لكل شيء وهدى ورحمة وبشرى للمسلمين. يقول الإمام البخاري في تفسير هذه الآية first of all, and as Imam Muhammad Abdul Rahman said, and the same of Allah as in ayah as in the ayah 89 as in the ayah 89 of Surah Al-Nahl. وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدٍ. And remember the day when we shall raise up from every nation a witness against them from amongst themselves, and we shall bring you, O Muhammad, as a witness against these, and we have sent down to you the book, meaning the Quran, as an expulsion of everything, a guidance, a mercy, and a glad tidings or glad tidings for those who have submitted themselves to their Lord Allah Ta'ala as Muslims. Ibn Kathir رحمه الله تعالى تعالى says in this ayah, وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا. يقول تعالى, يقول الكثير, يقول تعالى مخاطبا عبده ورسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ويوم نبعث في كل أمة شهيدا, شهيدا على عليهم من أنفسهم, يعني من أنفسهم, وجئنا بك شهيدا على هؤلاء, يعني أمتك, على هؤلاء يعني أمتك. Ibn Kathir says that Allah Ta'ala says, directing the speech to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his slave and messenger, I remember when we shall raise up from every nation, a witness against them from themselves, from amongst themselves. وَجِئْنَا بِكَ شَهِيدًا عَلَى هَؤُلَاء. And we shall bring you as a witness against these. These, as Ibn Kathir says, كما يقول Ibn Kathir, هؤلاء يعني أمتك, أمتك, يعني أمتك. It means here, by these, your أمة. أينكر ذلك اليوم وهوله وما منحك الله به من شرف العظيم والمقام الرفيع. And remember, it means you remember that day and the magnificent crisis going to occur on it, and remember what Allah Ta'ala blesses you on that day. On that day, meaning the day of resurrection, of the noble, the great, noble and highest rank on that day. قال ابن كثير, وهذه الآية شبيهة بالآية التي انتهى إليها رضي الله تعالى عنه حين قرأ على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدر سورة النساء, فلما وصل إلى قوله تعالى فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا, فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حسبك. فقال ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه فالتفت فإذا عيناه تدريفان. إمام الكثير is saying that this ayah is similar to the ayah that Ibn Mas'ud have ended up his recitation when he was asked by Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم to recite for him Surah An-Nisa. And when Ibn Mas'ud reached this ayah where Allah Ta'ala said, and remember how about it when we bring from when we raise up from every nation a witness against themselves, and we shall raise you, we shall bring you as a witness against these. Then the Prophet ﷺ said to Ibn Mas'ud, hold, stop. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that he turned his face to the face of Rasulullah ﷺ, finding his eyes tearing. Now, قال ابن كثير, Ibn Kathir said also, وقوله تعالى ونزلنا عليك الكتاب تبيانا لكل شيء, تبيانا لكل شيء. And it is similar to the ayah where Allah Ta'ala says, and we have sent down to you the book, meaning the Quran, as expulsion of everything, of everything. قال ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه, ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه said, قد بين لنا في هذا القرآن كل علم وكل شيء. He Allah Ta'ala in this Quran every knowledge and everything. وقال مجاهد كل حلال وكل حرام. Mujahid, one of the scholars of interpretation, and he's one of the students of Ibn Abbas, he said that it is every lawful and every non-lawful were all described in the Quran. وقول ابن مسعود أعم وأشمل كما يقول ابن كثير. Ibn Kathir says that the saying and the explanation of Ibn Mas'ud to this ayah is more wider and contains more information than what Mujahid said. فَإِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ اشْتَمَلَ عَلَى كُلِّ عِلْمٍ نَافِعٍ مِنْ خَبَرِ مَا سَبَقَ وَعِلْمٍ مَا سَيَأْتِي وَكُلَّ حَلَالٍ وَحَرَامٍ وَمَا النَّاسُ إِلَيْهِ مُحْتَاجُونَ فِي أَمْرِ دُنْيَاهُمْ وَدِينِهِمْ وَمَعَاشِهِمْ وَمَعَادِهِمْ. He said that as this Quran contains all, contains every beneficial knowledge from the news of what happened in the past and the news of what's going to exist in the future, and it also contains of the clarification of every lawful and every non-lawful of what the people may need to know about the matter of their life, this existing life, and their religion, and their incomes, and their return, meaning death and resurrection. قَالَ وَهُدَى أَيْ لِلْقُلُوبِ, as a guidance for hearts, وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and a mercy and glad tidings for those who the Muslimin who have submitted themselves to Allah. قال الأوزاعي رحمه الله تعالى ونزلنا عليك الكتابة بيانا لكل شيء أي بالسنة, أي بالسنة. الأوزاعي إمام الأوزاعي رحمه الله تعالى said, and send down to you the book as expulsion of everything and a guidance. He Al-Awza'i rahimahullah ta'ala said the sunnah to expose or clarify with the sunnah ثم قال ووجه اقتران قولي ونزلنا عليك الكتاب مع قولي وجئنا بك شهيدا على هؤلاء أن المراد والله أعلم إن الذي فرض عليك تبليغ الكتاب الذي أنزل عليك سائلك عن ذلك يوم القيامة كما قال تعالى فلنسألن الذين أرسل إليهم ولنسألن المرسلين وقال تعالى فوربك لنسألن مجمعين عما كانوا يعملون وقال تعالى يوم يجمع الله الرسل فيقول ماذا أجبتم قالوا لا علم لنا إنك أنت علام الغيوب وقال تعالى إن الذي فرض عليك القرآن لرادك إلى معاد أي إن الذي أوجب عليك تبليغ القرآن لرادك إليه ومعيدك يوم القيامة وسائلك عن أداء ما فرض عليك قال هذا أحد الأقوال وهو متجه حسن. Imam al-Awza'i said that this ayah, the reason why Allah Ta'ala joined in this ayah between his saying that remember that he Allah Ta'ala descended or sent down to him the book as an expulsion of everything, a guidance, a mercy and glad tidings for those who submitted the themselves to Allah, and نعم يعني way of or the way of interpretation or explanation of joining this or having this mentioned in the same ayah where Allah Ta'ala says وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا and we are we shall bring you as a witness against these. He said that the meaning of it and Allah Ta'ala knows best is that the one who have made it compulsory upon you to convey the book of which he descended to you, that he, Allah Ta'ala, is going to ask you about that on the day of resurrection. As Allah Ta'ala said in the other ayah, فَلْنَسْأَلْنَا الَّذِينَ أُرْسَلِينَ وَلْنَسْأَلْنَا مُرْسَلِينَ, and we are going to ask those who messengers were sent to, and we are going to ask the messengers themselves. And as the where Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَرَبِّكَ نَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, by your Lord, we're going to ask them all about what they used to do. And the saying of Allah, the like of the saying of Allah, يَوْمَ يَجْمَعَ اللَّهُ الرُّسُلَ وَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أُجِبْتُمْ قَالُوا لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. In the day in which Allah Ta'ala is going to gather the messengers and ask them you were given, they say, oh Allah, we have no knowledge, but you are the one who knows and see. And the like of the saying of Allah, إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ, verily the one who has sent down Quran to you to convey is going to bring you back to a return, meaning on the day of resurrection. Imam Auza'i said, meaning verily the one who have led you to convey the Quran is going to return you back to him on the day of resurrection and going to ask you about what he obliged on you. And then Imam Ibn Kathir said that this is one of the explanation or interpretation of this ayah, and it is good. فهذا يعني هو معنى قول الله عز وجل ونزلنا عليك الكتاب. الكتاب والسنة. قال وروى النسائي وغيره عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه رأى في يد عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه ورقة من التوراة فقال أمتهوكون فيها ابن الخطاب, أي أمتحيرون فيها ابن الخطاب, لقد جئتكم بها بيضاء نقية أو كان موسى حيا ما واتبعتم وتركتموني ضللتم. هذا الحديث نسبه الإمام عمر عبد العاص إلى سنة الترمذي, ولكنه لم يوجد فيها, ولعله يعني وهم من الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى, وقد ذكره الهيثمي في مجمع الزوائد عن جابر بن عبد الله, في كتاب العلم باب ليس لأحد قول مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, وقال وهو أحمد وابو يعلى والبزار وفي مجاهد بن سعيد ضعفه أحمد ويحيى وغيرهما, وأخرج الإمام أحمد المسند وابو يعلى, وأورد المصنف الهيثمي في كشف الأستار زوائد البزار وكذلك ابن أبي شيبة في مصنفه والدارمي في سننه في المقدمة ما يتقى من تفسير حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, وقول غيره عند قوله. والحاصل ان الحديث فيما يبدو انه يعني بهذا الاسناد وهذا اللفظ ضعيف، غير انه جاء من رواية اخرى قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم والذي نفسي بيدي لو كان موسى حيا ما وسعه الا اتباعي. نعم، دليل الإمام عمر بن عبد العزيز الإمام النسائي الأدب reported from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that he صلى الله عليه وسلم saw عمر بن الخطاب a piece of the Torah he said then, I wonder how we could have here. Do you have doubt in the matter that I was sent with? أم تهوكون فيها يا ابن الخطاب أو the son of الخطاب؟ Do you have any doubt in what I was sent with? Verily I have came to you with a very white and clear matter. And then he said, verily if Musa is still alive and you follow him and you abandon me, you would be misguided. You would be misguided. This hadith, as you said, that it wasn't found in Sunan al-Nasa'i, but Imam al-Haythami reported it in his book Majma' al-Zawad on the authority of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu in the book of al-Ilm, knowledge, the chapter of there is no right for anyone to say anything if he has the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he said, Imam al-Aydin said, and Ahmed Abu Ya'la as well as al-Bazzar reported this hadith, but in the chain of narration there is a man called Mujahid ibn Sa'id. Ahmed and Yahya ibn Ma'in said that, and others said that he is. But Imam Ahmed reported this hadith in his book al-Musnad, Abu Ya'la, and his book al-Sahih. And Al-Haythami reported it also in his book Kashf al-Astar fi Zawaidi al-Bazzar, and Ibn Abi Shayba reported it in his book Al-Musannaf. Al-Darimi reported it in his book Al-Sunan in the introduction of it, the chapter of what can be avoided or protected from the interpretation of the hadith of Rasulullah and having the statement of other than his to be brought forth before his. But this hadith, as I said, is reported in an authentic chain of narration with a little different change in the statement. قال في الحديث الذي ذكرته أنه قد صح عنه وهو حديث جابر الذي أخرجه الإمام أحمد في المسند وحسنه الإمام الألباني في إرواء الغليل حديث رقم 1589. I said that in the other hadith that I now remember, which is reported by Imam Ahmed on the authority of Jabir ibn Abdullah رضي الله تعالى عنهما, and Imam Albani said that it is good as in his book Al-Irwa'ir wal-Ghalil, hadith number 1589. وفي أن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بكتاب أصابه من بعض أهل الكتاب فقرأهم فغضب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. In that hadith it says that when عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه has got يعني he got a piece of the Old Testament, and he got it from some of the people of sculpture, meaning the Yahud, and he brought it to Rasulullah and recited it to him. The Prophet Rasulullah turned very angry then and said, فَقَالَ أَمُتَعَوِّقُونَ فِيهَا إِبْنَ الْخَطَّابِ أَيْ أَمُتَحَيِّرُونَ لَسْتُمْ عَلَى يَقِينَ مِمَّا جِئْتُكُمْ بِهِ. He said to him, are you in the doubt of what I have been sent to you, O son of al-Khattab? وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, by the one whom my soul is in his hand. لَقَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِعَبَيْبَاءَ نَقِيَّةِ, verily I've came to you or brought you with it white and clear. لَا تَسْأَلُهُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ فَيُخْبِرُوكُمْ بِحَقٍ فَتُكَذِّبُوا بِهِ أَوْ بِبَاطِلٍ فَتُصَدِّقُوا بِهِ. He said, do not ask them. لا تسألهم يعني اليهود والنصارى على الكتاب. Do not ask them who they are, the people of scripture, the Yahud and the Nasara. Do not ask them about anything, and they're going to tell you. They may tell you something which is true, and then you are going to reject it. Or they might tell you something false, and you are going to accept it. By the way, نفسي بيدي لو أن موسى صلى الله عليه وسلم كان حيا ما وسعه إلا أن يتبعني. By the one whom my soul is in his hand, if Moses is still alive, he would never find it more. He would not find it sufficient for him, except to follow me. Except to follow me. وهذا الحديث حسنه كما قلنا الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله في رواه الغليل, وحسنه الشيخ شعيب الأرناؤوط في تعليقه على شرح السنة, وحسنه الشيخ أبي الأشبال الزهيري في جامع في تحقيقه على جامع العلم وفضله. This hadith was, as we said, that was considered to be good by Imam Albani's book Irwal Ghalil, as well as Shu'aib al-Ma'ud said that it is good, as when he on his work on the explanation of the Sunnah, and Shaykh Abu al-Ashbal al-Zuhayri on his work on Jam al-Ilmi, on his book Jam al-Ilmi wa Badmih, he also said it is good. Wallahu A'lam. وعلى كل حال فالحديث صح بسند بطريق آخر أو سند آخر. قال في رواية لو كان موسى حيا ما وسعه إلا اتباعي, ما وسعه إلا اتباعي. وعلى رواية أخرى, and in other narration, in other narration of this hadith, يسعى السلام said verily if Moses is still alive, then he would not find it sufficient except to follow me. فقال عمر رضيت بالله رب الإسلام دين محمد النبي. Umar then said, I accepted Allah as the Lord of mine, and Islam as the religion of mine, and Muhammad as the messenger or as a prophet sent to us. قال الرواية الثانية هذه أخرجها أحمد في المسند من حديث عبد الله بن ثابت الطبراني في المعجم الكبير لما ذكر الأيثمي في مجمع الزوائد. نعم, وقال نعم ورواه أحمد, قال الأيثمي رواه أحمد الطبراني ورجال الصحيح إلا إن فيه جابر الجعفي وهو ضعيف كما ساق نفس اللفظ عن أبي الدرداء, وقال رواه الطبراني الكبير وفيه أبو عامر القاسم ابن محمد الأسدي, ولم أرى من ترجمه, وبقية رجال موثوقون, والحديث يعني كما تقدم لكم يعني صح من طرق أخرى، وهذا فيه غنية. He said that this second narration that Imam Abdullah wrote is reported by Ahmad ibn Musnad on the sense of Abdullah bin Thabit, as well as al-Tabarani in Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir, as al-Haythami mentioned that in his book Majma' al-Zawaid. And then he said Ahmad and Tabarani reported it, and the men of the hadith are the men of the hadith of the Sahih, except that there is a man called Jabir al-Ju'fi and he is weak. And then and also he brought the same statement, the same hadith on the authority of Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then he said this is reported by Imam al-Tabarani in his book al-Kabir, but in the general narration a man called Abu Amir al-Qasim ibn Muhammad al-Asadi, he and Imam al-Haythami said I never saw anybody who biography of this man, and the rest of the men are all trustworthy. وعلى كل حال, as I said, that what has been authenticated from the hadith is enough and sufficient. قال الشيخ ابن باز رحمه الله تعالى في شرح لهذا الكتاب, هذا الباب, شيخ ابن باز رحمه الله تعالى said in the explanation of this book of this chapter, قال وهذا واضح في قول الله في قول جل وعلا ومن يبتغي الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه, وجوب الاستغناء بمتابعة الكتاب والسنة. وجوب متابعة الكتاب. He said that it is clear, as in the same of Allah, as in Surah Al Imran Ayah 85, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِي الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَإِنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. And he whosoever takes or seeks a religion other than Islam, then it is not God. وَبِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أو يصيبهم عذاب أليم. And in سورة النور الآية 63, and as in سورة as in the آية of سورة النور آية 63, where الله تعالى says and in those who oppose his mother to fear a fitna that falls on them or a severe punishment or torture. وفي قوله عز وجل ما أتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا, كما في سورة الحشر آية 7, and as in سورة الحشر آية 7, where الله تعالى says and whatsoever the messenger has brought to you then take it, and whatever he forbids from you then you stay away from it. قال الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى, الشيخ سيد الله بنصر وذن, فالواجب على جميع الأمة اتباع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولو كان موسى أو عيسى أو غيرهما أحياء ما وسعهم إلا اتباعه لأنه بعث إلى الناس عامة. قال تعالى كما في سورة الأعراف الآية 58, قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا. He said that so when in Africa they are born, all the ummah is to follow Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, even if Musa or Isa or other than them from the prophets are still alive, then all the prophets and the others will only find it sufficient to follow Muhammad, but said to the whole mankind, not to a nation than other nation, but to all mankind who are alive in his time until the resurrection. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 158, قل يا أيها الناس, say O Muhammad, all you people, all you mankind, إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا, verily I am the messenger of Allah to you all, so no exemptions. فالواجب على جميع الأمة رجالا ونساء عربا وعجما جنا وإنسا أن يتبعوه عليه الصلاة والسلام وأن ينقادوا لشرعه بحسب ما جاء في القرآن العظيم والسنة المطهرة, وليس لهم الخروج عن ذلك انتهى كلامه رحمه الله تعالى. He رحمه الله تعالى Imam Ibn Baz said, and what is obligatory upon the whole nation, men and women, Arabs and non-Arabs,
mankind and jinn is to follow him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to accept the legislation and the law that he brought, as it is in the Quran, the great Quran and the pure Sunnah, and they have no any reason or excuse to exempt it or to take other than it. وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَعْلَمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ وَبَارَكُ على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.